Welcome, everybody, and welcome all of our Torah Anytime listeners. The question is, why do we care about Shnayim Mikra in Vayikra? Vayikra is called Teiras Kayanim, which is all the various avodas, all the various services the Kayanim do in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the question is I'm not a Kayan. I'm not someone who's going to pass in Shilas to the Kayanim, saying maybe you will, maybe you won't. But the most of the Haman Am, most people aren't dealing with those questions. Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz Tzatzal, he made special kolim for people to learn kachim and taras, and the Chavetz Chaim as well did this. So we should have those shailos paskind when Mashiach comes. Mehir v'aminu amen achshav now. So the question is why are we so into Vayikra? We're such a focus on it. All of us doing Shnayim Mikra by Hashem Yisbarach, and everyone knows these are the harder parshios, right? Once you get to Vayikra, it gets very challenging. So Why do we care about it? Why do we focus on it? Why do we have to know it in our lives? This is the first question. We come to Teiras Kayanim, not Teiras Yisraelim. So what does that have to do with me? What does that have to do with the everyday, regular man who's not a Kayin? Again, if you're a Pesach, I get it. You have to know all the different various ins and outs. But if it's just all the various intricacies of a Karbonus, what does that have to do with me? It's the Teiras Kayanim. That's what Chazal call it. The next idea and question, which is very, very famous and puzzling, is we have a Machlekes Rambam Ramban. The Machlekes Rambam Ramban is about Karbonos. The Ramban in Vayikra, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes, brings the Rambam that says as follows, that the Rambam seems to say in Mor Nevuchim, Chela Gimel, I think it's Mem Vav or Mem Beis, that the idea of Karbonos is lohoitzi, to take out of all the Rishayim, all the Balei Avodah Zarah, their ideology, their mindset, that Karbonos are to give to these foreign gods. And says the Ramban, that's not the purpose. If that's what the Rambam's saying, that seems to be Divrei Havai, says the Ramban, that we could never say this about the Rambam, that is Divrei Havai, it's words of nothingness. But the Ramban says, the Rambam saying that it's just to take out the idea of the Rishayim, that they shouldn't have Avodah Zarah in their lives. He says, the Rishayim aren't going to listen anyway. And he brings various proofs that it's not the idea of Karbonos. It's to bring a Reach Nichoich Hashem. It's to make Hashem happy. It's not to just take out from the Rishayim their ideology. So the real question is what is the pshat in the Rambam? How could the Rambam say such a drastic statement that the purpose of Karbonos is to remove the ideas of Rishayim, that they shouldn't think such a thing? How can that be the purpose of the Torah? How can that be? And we have to understand the Rambam, and that could maybe bring us to a shleimus, to a complete havana in what karbanos are, and how maybe that relates to our lives. If you go further on in the ideas of the Parsha, Vayikra, everyone knows, and if you're not part of everyone, now you're part of everyone, that Vayikra has a small aleph at the end of it. Why does it have a small aleph? Chazal tells us something unbelievable. Chazal tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem, Vayikra is unbelievable, calling to me. It's a Lashon Chiba. It's amazing. It's unbelievable. I don't want such gaiva. I want anivus. I want that you should call to me Lashon Vayakar, carry, which means happenstance, not that you're really dealing with me directly. And Chazal tells us, who did that language appear by? Bilam, the polar opposite of Moshe. We have Bilam and Moshe, the Nevi'im of the world, the ultimate high-level Nevi'im. Bilam on the lowest, and Moshe on the highest. Moshe says, I want to be grouped with Bilam. We want to be tied together. One, me and Bilam connected. When I'm getting my biggest praise, God's calling out to me, group me with Bilam, Hashem. And we find something interesting. Hashem listened. Hashem listened to Moshe's point. What's this idea that Moshe Rabbeinu, in this word Vayikra, which is Lashon Chiba, wants to be tied to Bilam, have some connection to him in that way? Obviously, the Torah could have told us, Chazal could have told us, he wanted to be an Anav, he wanted it in less of a strong way. But Dafka, the Torah says, the Mefarshim say, that it is specific tie-in to Bilam, to who Bilam was. And the question is why did Moshe Rabbeinu, in this unbelievable calling out, want to have any connection to the lowest of the low of the low? Bilam HaRasha. And As well, within Vayikra, we find that it's a lashon chiba, a lashon of endearment. So why are we connecting the language of anivos, low, small aleph, with the endearment? What are those two things do have to do with each other? How are they connected? And within that Vayikra, we find that it's specifically here. We have by Parsha Mishpatim and a few other places when on Matan Torah we are on high, Hashem called to Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, that makes sense. At that point, you should call him Lashon Chiba and Geshmak and good. However, here we're dealing with Karbanos. And Chazal tells us for the rest of the time in the desert, the next 38 years, which was when the Meraglim happened after this, they didn't have this extreme Lashon Chiba. It was only now. And Rashi is something unbelievable, because after the falling of the Meraglim, the Klal Yisrael were on a lower level, and then Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't zeicha to that same level of nevuah, because Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is for the purpose of Klal Yisrael. All his greatness, all the heights, the light, was only to shed that light into Klal Yisrael. That's an unbelievable lesson of anyone who's being poel, who's helping, who's doing in the world, who's being an Eved Hashem, who's trying to be bigger and better. It's all for Klal Yisrael. It's all for the bigger picture. That the way you'll reach your heights is the amount that you will live Klal Yisrael dik. And this is just a little agav dik. The Mepharshim explain that the reason the Imar Parshim Mishpatim, Moshe Rabbeinu did not feel the need at all for the Aleph is because that by Chassam Sofer, that by Parsh Mishpatim, Klal Yisrael were before the Chet Egel, and they were on a high level. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoicha with them to the highest level of Vuos. So there was no even Shaila of Anivos, of lowering things. But here we're after the Egel, Klal Yisrael on a lower level. So Moshe Rabbeinu felt some connection, that Anivos, that have to humble himself to be with them, to not be separate after they had fallen. So that's just a separate thing that you see how much a Gadol's intentions and his actions and his success are dependent upon the people, dependent upon every one of you. So if you want the Gedolim to have success, you have to up your game. That's Myra Muskar. And there, every time we're trying to help people, our success will be the amount we're trying to help people, because that is what Hashem wants, for us to be an Am Echad. Okay, that's a separate point. Now, back to the original point is, so why here do we find there's a Vayikra, the last Vayikra for the next 38 years in the desert? Is by Karbanos. What in the world is so special about Karbanos and the whole entire Torah that this is where that we get our special calling with Moshe Rabbeinu? That's something that has to be understood in the context of this all. And there's something very interesting that we have. How many of us, think about Avodah Zarah on a day-to-day basis? I don't think so much. And if we look at the Sheish Mitzvot Minyos, brought in the Chinuch, brought in the Prim Gadim, brought in the Be'er Halacha, one of the Sheish Mitzvot Minyos is L'yiyeh Elohim Acherim Al Panai. Do not have other gods on my face. So we'll get to the on my face in a second. What does that mean, on my face? However, just the fundamental principle that this is the two Diburim we heard, I am God. Okay, that we get an Ereshem L'kecha, and then L'yiyeh Elohim Al Panai. So, okay, it could be then, like similar to the Rambam says, that they were with Avodah Zarah, and it was a really important thing that they shouldn't have connection to it. However, the question is how is that relevant for every Jew in history that we should not have L'yeh Elohim Achirim Aponai? That I shouldn't have a connection to Avodah Zarah's? I mean, just practically, do you ever turn to a Jew, open his house, and see his little Getchka there, and he's like, I'm fighting it! It's a good thing I have the Sheish Mitzvot Tamidias to stop me from doing Avodah Zarah. I think if that happened, we'd have a lot more serious issues than him not remembering the Sheish Mitzvot Tamidias. This is not a battle that we live with. Yes, they were mevatel the reality of Avodah Zarah, Chazal tell us. Okay, so again, why is it one of the Sheish Mitzvot Tamidias? Chinuch wrote this after the fact, after the destruction, after the removal of the Eitz Sahara. So what does that have to do with me? If it's a constant mitzvah, I have to be relevant to it. So in what way am I relevant to this mitzvah, this commandment, this iser of L'yeh Elohim Achirim Aponai, that you shouldn't have connection to other gods? And we mentioned this before, is what's the idea of al panai, on my face? Whenever we talk about God's face, it has to mean something. And whatever God's face is, it means you can't have relevance with other gods to that. So what does that mean, al panai? How is it one of the kinds of mitzvahs? So we're going to try and address all these issues just to slightly, briefly go over them. It's that, what is the idea of Teres Kayanim? What is the connection to Bilam? Why is it a Lashon Chiba here? Why are you specifically dealing with Karbanos? And we as well spoke about is what's the idea of the Sheish Mitzvot being Lo Yelim Erchem Apanai, and the contradiction between Chiba and Anivos. And we asked what's Alpanai, on my face? Why do we care about other gods? And just one more thing is, what's Adam Ki Yakriv Mikem? Adam. We could have said Ish Ki Yakriv Mikem. Adam, seemingly, is referring to the pinnacle, the quintessential Adam. Why don't we just say Ish, a man? Why do we have to refer to Adam Ki Yakriv Mikem? And what's Adam Ki Yakriv Mikem? It should say Adam Mikem Ki Yakriv. What's Adam Ki Yakriv Mikem? What's the specific language here of Mikem from himself? Adam Ki Yakriv. We can use that is not a gzela. What is the Torah trying to over here whittle out to us? There's an unbelievable story which really brings out this point. I once read in a certain book of stories of the Holocaust, there was someone who told over the following story. There was once someone, I think it was in Auschwitz, and as we know, Auschwitz was a very horrible place. Very, very challenging. Beyond challenging. Gehenim on this earth. Things we could never imagine. So in Auschwitz, people were worked, obviously, very hard. And there was a certain yid there, a Hasidish yid, who was constantly being davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His whole life in the camp was revolved around one thing. How am I connecting to Hashem? The whole entire week, he would be going over Hilchos Shabbos in his head. And more than that, he made friends with all the guards as much as he could, doing extra work, winning favor in their eyes. So then, when Shabbos came, he was able to wiggle out through different ways, through his connections, and ultimately, through his Chibur to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the work which he had to do on Shabbos. He was able to actually have a Shabbos. His whole entire week, kol mag musay, every single effort was so he could get to a point where Shabbos was everything to him. And that's a level which is so unbelievable. As the Holocaust went on, he got assigned a different job. As Auschwitz was clearing out, there were bodies everywhere. They were killing them left and right. And he was told that he had to drag the bodies into different locations. And these people were skin and bones. These people were decimated beyond belief, something we can never imagine. So he's unfortunately dragging the bodies here, there, to this place, that place, and he's getting weaker and weaker, and the snow is pounding upon them, the freezing weather. And he drags a body into one of the houses where they told him to. And he crashes back on one of the walls and slides down. He feels that he cannot go on anymore. And as he's getting weaker and weaker and his eyes are closing, the light is dimming. He says, I want to get up, but I can't. I'm finished. I have no more strength, no more energy, no more wherewithal. And he says to himself that it says in Hallel, Loi ha-mesim yihaluka, that if someone is praising Hashem, he's not dead. Loi ha-mesim, the dead, do not praise Hashem, yihaluka. They do not praise God. So he said, if I'm going to be praising God, I can't die. So in that camp, in that cold, in that darkness, he starts praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thanking him, al kol prat v'prat, every small and big thing he had left in his life, he says, thank you, Hashem. And he sits there as he is dimming, as he is dying, as he's falling. And he says, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. He says a tefillah, the ultimate tefillah, which is the majority of our tefillahs, of thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu, hayda, true recognition. And he finds the strength to get up. And where did he attribute this strength to? Because the Torah is true. Loi hamesim yahaluka. The dead do not praise God. And if I'm praising God, I am alive. This is something which we all have to learn in our lives. That we are constantly connected to Hashem in the most unbelievable way. Hashem is right here with us. And if we connect Him, if we praise Him, if we thank Him, we will be alive. Life is not all the things going around us. Life are the things right in front of us, which is spirituality, connection, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you praise Him, you are alive. This is what we have to learn, and this is what we have to live in our lives. Coming back to the Parsha, the Barbanel explains the Rambam. But we have to know this Hakdama as follows. What is Avodah Zarah? What is idol worship? The Rambam in Avodah Zarah, Aleph, and the Rav Shechaim explains in a similar vein that Avodah Zarah is Hashem is up top, similar to what Malik said, Ram, Hashem is, a gematria for Malik is Ram, Hashem's up in heaven. We are down here. We cannot deal with Hashem directly, but Hashem has a lot of messengers. So in Dor Enosh, they said, oh, if I want to get to the king, I should go start with the secretary and then go to his generals and then go to his right-hand man, then go to his left-hand man. And through appeasing all the various different people and different servants of the king, and here it's of God, then I will have that connection to Hashem. And Hashem will listen to me. And the Nevi Shechaim says it, that the pshat in such a thing is because they viewed it as a chutzpah, as a brazen ideology that I could speak to God. That's Avodah Zarah. If you think you don't have a connection to God, that you can't deal directly with Him for your needs, for your wants, for your desires, and more importantly, your thanks, that is a bachina of Avodah Zarah. That's where Avodah Zarah started. That's where idol worship started. That I said, God is up here, I am down here. Who am I to deal with God? Who am I to talk to the king? Who am I to be so disrespectful? And it sounds logical if you're not a Yid. This is logical if you're not a Yid. A Yid has a direct chibur to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And more than direct chibur, Hashem is with us. We have a piece of Hashem inside of us. Whatever that means, whatever level. Hachelek elokai mimal mamish. We have a piece of God, literally, which is reverberating inside of us every second, which is giving us life force, which is sustaining us, which is us. You are one with God right now. Chas v'shalom to think that you can't go to Hashem for your small problems. Chas v'shalom to think that you can't go to God when you need. Chas v'shalom to think that you can't thank Hashem directly. The biggest chibur and the biggest reality and the biggest truth we have is that Hashem is with us at all times. Is that Hashem is here waiting for our direct connection. This is the foundation of Yiddishkeit. This is what we have to live in our everyday lives. That we are one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not only can we, but we must connect directly to Him. We all have a lot of various Avodah Zarahs in our lives. My work, my smarts, my capabilities. But what does it say? The Torah tells us that we cannot say that we have that my strength is the one winning the war. Shlomo HaMelech says it's not to the rich people money, it's not to the poor, it's not to the fast people speed. the things which dictate our lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, we have to do our shtadlus, and obviously, we have to be smart, and obviously, we have to do the things which make sense. But to ever go to those conduits, those in-betweens, to those fake realities, as the reality, that's the Bechinus of Avodah Zarah. Lo yielhim acher ma'ponai. Do not have other gods on my face. Explains the Malbim, on my face means that you need to be able to connect directly to me. The Malbim says that you need to have this chibor, this connection, this reality on my face, which is a direct connection. That's what the face is always. You are facing him. I came face to face with the lion. It's that reality. Do not have ever in your life that reality that Hashem is not your reality. Never should you think such a thing. That is an iser of lo yielhim acher ma'ponai. Don't get caught up in all the different means and say, I trust in this and I trust in my car and I trust. Yes, of course you have to do your shtadlus. But the goal is to peel back that mask of reality to see the true reality. This is the holy side of the Megillah Esther always, that we know Hashem is with us at all times. That Avodah Zarah in life is buying into all these fake things. You cannot buy into those fake things. You cannot let yourself get caught up. You cannot ever make the mistake that Hashem isn't with you and that you cannot talk directly to him. Your whole life has to be a direct conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is living with Hashem, explains the Rambam and the Barbanel. I'll pee the Rambam. That originally the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah was to distance them from their ways. The Rambam and Rebuchim Gimel Amud Beis, it was to distance them from their ways. They were shtufei Avodah Zarah. They were seeped in it. So we needed to give them that out of, we'll give you a different way to do this avodah to Hashem. They couldn't imagine otherwise. But then that avodah became, the Shechina became, in the Beis Hashem. And that became a place where we're marking the Avodah Zarah, which they used to serve. But what does that mean, practically going through all of history? It means when you go to the Beis HaMikdash, and you see the Shechina, and you see the miracles, and you see the direct serving of Hashem, you know in your life that the foundation of life, the reality is to push away all other things and directly connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Directly connect to the one who's taking care of everything. Loi ha-meisim ya'aluka. The dead don't praise Hashem. You have to be alive. You have to directly praise Hashem. Thank Him. Be with Him. Know Him. This is the yisod of a karbon. I give my life over to Hashem. Adam ki yakriv mikem. A person must give from himself to Hashem. The Svarno, the Kliyakar, and many Mepharshim explain, what's Adam ki yakriv mikem? Adam, who your essence, it's not Ish, you're not a man, you're the Adam, the quintessential person, the Eved Hashem, the one who's connected in Gan Eden. You give that over. Ki yakriv mikem, give over from yourself to Hashem. Bevidoy, with emotion, with feeling. Have that direct Chibor, have that reality in your life. Don't get tricked. Don't get lost in everything around you. This is the foundation that we must remember at all times, that Hashem is with us. In our lives, we have brachos and tefillah. Tefillah, the Gemara says, is b'makom karbon. It says that serve Hashem with your heart. How can I serve Hashem with my heart? I walk around feeling my heart and it beats, and every time it beats, I feel a connection to Hashem. That would be good. That would be great if every time your heart beat, you'd feel a connection to Hashem. But that's not what it means. Serve Hashem with your heart. Serve Hashem with your tefillah, says the Gemara. Serve Hashem with you as a whole. Do not think that because the karbonos are gone, we have no way of serving Hashem. Ezi avodah shebelev, what's the avodah of the lev? Zu tefillah. This is tefillah. Whenever you're doing tefillah, you're serving Hashem. You're connecting directly to Him. What's baruch atah Hashem? Baruch atah. What a chutzpah neira. How you go to the king, you say you to the king. It's off with your head. If you watch anything in today, in the White House, any of the conferences, if you hear anything, it's what does the president think? Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister. Never dare to say you. Chas v'shalom. We say Baruch Atah Hashem. How can we say Baruch Atah Hashem? Baruch Atah Hashem is a chutzpah. It's a brazen face. It's direct contradiction to Hashem being the king. How could we possibly say it? So the idea and the reality is that we are banim to Hashem. We are Hashem's children. And since we are Hashem's children, we must say Baruch Atah Hashem. Because we have to know we're connected to Him. There are so many distractions in our lives, so many challenges, so many things distancing us. We have to take the words Baruch Atah and instill them in us instead of letting all the things distance us from Him. Chazal knew what they were doing. Chazal knew we needed that reality of connection. That Hashem is connected to you now. Baruch Atah. Blessed are you. You, Hashem, I am connected to you. I am with you. You are with me. You are not distant. You are not far. You are near. This is what we have to remember. And the Baal HaTanya tells us an unbelievable thing. Baal HaTanya says in Torah Or Parshmiketz, Atal lespal v'loy mabarach atal neichach mungun deliba has to be from the depths of your heart. Kila kiilu hayagiloi elukusa yisbarach al kolponim kimayir baser v'dam. It's as if Hashem has revealed Himself to you like a person. That means when you say barach atal, you are having a revelation of Hashem with you right now. So what can we do to combat all the challenge in our lives, all the difficulties, all the sorrow? Build a relationship with Hashem. Take one or two brachas a day and focus on the Atah. Baruch Atah. Atah, I'm connected to you like you're with me, Hashem. If we live like this, we'll be higher. What was the Torah's connection to Bilam? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do by making the Aleph smaller and connecting that to Bilam Arasha? Who was Bilam? The Gemara in Gittin says that there are Umas HaOlam who have Nevi'im. The Nevi'i Umas HaOlam, the prophets of the nations of the world that served Avodah Zarah. Rashi there says, that's Bilam HaRasha. That's Bilam, the wicked man. Bilam had revelations similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. He had revelations similar to the greatest Navi of history in his direct connection to God. And he still served Avodah Zarah? How could that be? How is that possible? And the answer is because he fell into the trap that you can't have that direct connection. Maybe here and there you can get a meeting with the king. Maybe here and there you can speak to him. But you can't have the relationship. You need to use all the other methods in the world, any angle you could, to get the ratzon of the king brought out. That is the shpitz of Avodah Zarah in our lives. So when we come to the Parsha of Karbanos, we connect to Bilam. And we say, we are not that. We are not that nation. We are not that reality. We have one thing. We bring a Karbon, Baruch Atah. We bring the Karbon directly to Hashem. We have the direct relationship. It's not a chutzpah. It's a chutzpah to not do it. It's a chutzpah to not bring the Karbon. So we have to, in our lives, bring that Karbon. Bring that sacrifice. Bring ourselves to Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem. Blessed are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm connected to you like a baser v'dam, like the Baal HaTanya says. Vayikra is Lashon Chiba. The ultimate Chiba. Where Moshe Rabbeinu needed a Lashon of Anava. I don't have my own strengths. I don't have anything. It's all a result of coming from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of being connected to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why when we come to the Karbanos, which is telling us that we are ultimately connected to Hashem. If in our lives we realize all those things, all the powers, every little thing in our life that helps us is real, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we're living with Hashem all the time. We're living connected all the time. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells a small Aleph, says we're not Bilam. We don't use the other conduits. We don't use other messes. We don't appease anything except for Hashem. But that's Lashon Chiba. That's a Karban. Because that's you relating, connecting, and plugging in to Hashem at all times. This is what we have to live. To know that everything in our lives, to have that nivus, it's nothing. It's all a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to constantly connect, relate, and know that Hashem is the number one and only thing in our lives. Echod, Achtus, that's the Aleph. Hashem's number one. We have to push everything else out of the way. We have no powers, no Kechem Etzim Yadi, no Bilam. We're not trying to appease anything. We have to connect to the number one in the world. And then Hashem will be calling out to us. And then we're bringing the ultimate sacrifice. We're bringing ourselves right up to Hashem. A carbon, we're bringing it closer. Let's bring ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's all live the reality.